The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, finally this morning, this was the week when a Leitrim limousine heifer went viral on Twitter. The heifer is second prize after a car and just Pip's third prize of wooden floorboards. We're joined by Anne Macklin of the Mohill Park Sports and Leisure Committee. Anne, is it unusual for you guys to raffle a beast, a cow or a heifer?
Good morning, Richard. Well, this is our first raffle, actually, where we are raffling the a heifer, but the heifer is only second prize, and we have the Opal Corsa for first prize.
And what are you going to do with the funds raised? What's it for?
So we are raffling. We are fundraising to raise funds for the new clubhouse that we're currently building in Philly McGuinness Park here in Mohill. So it is to replace the current dressing rooms and clubhouse that currently exist, and they've been there since nearly 50 years now.
So they need a bit of an upgrade.
They do. And they have served us well, but it's definitely time for us to get new ones.
Right. And who donated the heifer,
Anne? So the heifer was donated by Porrick and Claire McLaughlin. And Porrick is chairperson of our Mohill Park Sports and Leisure Group. And he is also a local farmer. And he was chairman of our Mohill GAA
club. So he stepped up and did it. And of course, if I don't have a field, I mightn't, you know, what if I win it and I don't know what to do with it?
Well, Porrick has covered all eventualities. So, so there's a number of choices, because I know there's a few people in Dublin waiting to get their hands on this heifer. So he has said that, okay, first of all, you can go directly to the mart with Porrick and get the check made out in your name with the winnings. And if you would like to leave the heifer with Porrick on his farm over the winter or for as long as you like, he is willing to do that.
And you can come down from Dublin for a few visits then, Anne.
You can come down and visit as often as you like.
We thought we'd take the opportunity actually to have a look at raffles when we're talking to Anne there. I'm joined by Owen Sweeney, who's radio and TV producer. Owen, we do raffles obviously very well in Ireland and quite imaginatively, but it's not an Irish thing. They've been around a long time, haven't they?
They've been around a long time. We've a great love of raffles in this country, you're dead right. It has been around a long time. Biblical times, I can even attest to that. Chapter 26 in the book of Numbers, Moses used a lottery system to dispose of land west of the River Jordan. Times of Caesar, it's written in ancient Rome. The Han Dynasty raised much needed funds, shall we say, for defence and military purposes. And indeed, what led to the Great Wall of China by hosting a raffle and many, many raffles back in the day.
So they would have had, you know, salmon-coloured tickets to build the wall of China.
Don't you love it? Isn't it the best reason to go to a pub quiz? Is to have a raffle and the table full of prizes and the bottle jam that happens then when people kind of go, oh, will I have that or will I have that? And it's always, it's a salmon-coloured ticket. You're dead right. The widow of Jan van Eyck raffled off his paintings after he died. Did you know that?
Wow, and I'd say did very well.
She did very well out of it. Queen Elizabeth I, back in 1567, held a nationwide raffle in England with 400,000 tickets on sale.
Sort of a national, an early national lotto. In more modern times, we're talking about heifers and things there as prizes. Internationally, have people had unusual prizes?
Yes, the most unusual one that I could find, and I'm just kind of looking over the past decade or so, public sector pay in Argentina. This is July 2012. The Argentinian town of Bialet Massey, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, held a raffle to determine which of its civil servants would get paid first. Now, it's been misreported, you might see this on the internet, who gets paid at all, but it was actually, they were so short of cash that they held a raffle to decide whether you or I, perhaps up in the planning office, would get paid first.
And the others got an IOU.
The others got an IOU and hopefully came out of the tombola the following week. Yeah, exactly right. And that's a bizarre one anyway. I wouldn't like that myself now. Everything has been raffled off over the years. Cristiano Ronaldo, I raffled off a day with a haircut and all that sort of crack. And you got to hang out at the Santiago Bernabeu as he took on Barcelona. I'm pleased to report that particular match ended 4-0 to Barcelona. By the way.
And in Ireland, We're talking about a heifer. turf features quite a bit.
There's
as well
some great
Raffles,
ones. Go on social media. People have, over the past decade, kind of an array of various spotted prizes and advertisements for various raffles. A trailer full of turf is my favourite one. It is simply an A4 piece of paper photographed on Twitter with a colour photograph, it has to be said, of a wagon.
Good load of turf.
Literally a trailer full of turf. Kilfee and GA Club in Mayo were selling off lines for €2 just. So you could win that.
There was one where in Offaly where you could get your turf footed in one evening by the senior hurling team. And this may have come from, I remember there was a story during the rounds about one of the football teams. It may have been from Donegal. Who knows? They were travelling back from a match in Galway or Mayo and there was some old guy in the field stacking turf.
Yeah.
And they all got off the bus and said, stop the bus. Let's give this guy a hand. We'll have it done in 20 minutes. And I can just imagine as the bus pulled off, the old guy cursing them all saying they didn't do it properly or the way... They didn't do it as well as he would have done.
Not another Mayo curse, I hope.
And the other one is houses. People have raffled off their own house.
It is very trend, very on trend. I was reading a story, actually, someone sent to me just this morning, the news I was coming in here, on the Irish Independent. But three headlines, just randomly picked from the first 6 months of this year. Irish couple selling 4-bed home, car and cash in €20 raffle for most powerful of reasons. That's because their child had been quite ill. They wanted to move on. Child is fine. But they gave 10% of the proceeds to Temple Street. 40,000 tickets were sold at £20 a ticket. It's a UK website. Donegal Sisters offer up stunning family home in Wild Atlantic Way and raffle prize. That was sold. Cork Homo for raffle sale at just €23 ticket. That was sold.
Well, Anne, you've heard it there. You're in good company, from the Great Wall of China to Queen Elizabeth I. And you haven't decided to look at a house or turf. Maybe that'll be for when you're building an extension onto the changing facilities,
Absolutely.
Is it?
Absolutely. When we have raised our 80 to 100,000 and this straw, we'll look at the turf afterwards.
Well, the best of luck with it, and may the best person win the heifer. Anne Macklin of Mohill Park Sports and Leisure Committee and Owen Sweeney, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.